You know, locked away inside each of us is a recollection of at least one very special holiday, right? Often a scene from childhood, as is this next. A fond Christmas memory of a winter long past. Charlie was 10, and school was out. Christmas vacation. Family would spend the holiday in the country. A light snow was falling. Charlie pressed his nose against the window glass. How unlike the big city where traffic blackened the white loveliness almost before it touched the street. But here all was quiet, cottony white. How would Charlie like to go out for a car ride in the snow, his mother asked. And Charlie would like that very much. So the boy and his mother got into the car and they drove off down the snow-laden lane. Even the tiniest little twigs on the barren trees glistened. Charlie wondered what made the ice cling like that. He listened to the squeaky crunch of the snow under the car tires, and the snow began falling more heavily. A mile or so down the road was a gentle curve. Mother knew it was there. She drove slowly, approaching it. I suppose it had to be a patch of ice which caused the automobile to slide off to the side into the shallow snowdrift. Anyway, Charlie thought it was fun. His mother's smile shifted into reverse, but no traction. The wheels were spinning. Mother is now no longer smiling. But Charlie didn't even wait to be asked. He opened the door, climbed out into the snow. He said, "I'll push." And he scampered around to the front of the car. But again, Mother stepped on the accelerator, and yet her son's effort to resist didn't help, at least not enough, and the automobile stayed there, stuck. But it was all right, Mother said. There was a house not far away. Strangers, and yet surely friendly. So hand in hand, young Charlie and his mother started walking. Snow was falling more heavily now. It seemed a very long way up the slippery lane, but at long last, in a vague silhouette against the gray-white sky, the big house loomed before them. Mother knocked on the door. Moments later, it was answered by a lady with a kindly face. And yes, of course, Charlie and his mother could come in, and yes, of course, they could use the telephone. The lady nodded in apparent concern as they related the details of their predicament. And it wasn't long before somebody came to rescue the adventurer's mother and son. It doesn't sound like a very special holiday, but it was. To us now, it doesn't sound particularly extraordinary. And yet, to Charlie's mother, and especially to young Charlie, it was an extraordinary occasion. For during that Christmas season of 1958, at Sandringham in England, a little boy of 10 learned what it was like to be ordinary. And that was really most remarkable in itself. For all of the pomp and the ceremony which has followed him since, there is that one halcyon scene from his childhood, that one adventure-filled afternoon meant only for him and his mother. And he'll never forget the look on the face of the kind lady at Anmer Hall when two visitors came to call. A mother and son seeking refuge from the snow. Elizabeth, the Queen of England, and little Charles, age 10, the heir to the throne. Now you know his favorite Christmas recollection. Now that you know the rest of the story.